Good evening and welcome to 7x70. This is Ranch Wrangler Richard. We're coming to you live from the Radio Ranch. Kind of a cloudy, lightning-filled afternoon here at the Radio Ranch today, and had a little smittering of rain, but boy, to the east and to the north, it looks like some big storms coming in, some lightning and that we've had this afternoon. But hey, we haven't had the rain that Houston's had, so we thank the good Lord for that. But we welcome you here live this last day of August, August 31st, 2017. And I want to thank you for joining us. And we are broadcasting out on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network on the Internet, on the shortwave, on audio satellite that many people pick it up there, and as well as you can call on your phone and tune in and listen. And so we thank the remnant that for tuning in. And we're going to talk a little bit about Hurricane Harvey and about the, well, some of the efforts that have been going on there. And we'll have the phone lines open tonight if you have some comments. And that number is 307-745-5913. But we'll start out with prayer first. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for the time that you give us each and every day, Lord, that you give us. The blessings that you pour out upon us, Father, are just over, Lord, they are overwhelming. They put us in awe. Lord, we pray that all of your people would be in awe, Lord, at the signs of the times, Lord, at the eclipse last week where you had so many of your people looking up, Lord. Let them see that as a sign. But Lord, I thank you for this time tonight, this opportunity to be here on the radio, Lord. And as we do, Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to be here to give me the words to say and the people that call in, Lord, and help us to edify your people. Lord, we pray for your people in Texas, especially, Father. We know that storms and floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes, Lord, that is part of this fallen world. But Lord, it is sure extreme down there. Father, we are seeing things we have not seen before in our lifetime. Father, things that help us to see that the times are changing, that tomorrow will not be like yesterday. Help us to see that, Lord. We pray for those in Texas. We pray for all that are yours, Lord, all that call you Lord. And Father, we pray your mercy and your protection on all, Lord, that look to you. Father, we know that blesses you when we look to you for health and safety and welfare and for deliverance and for protection in the storm. So, Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for the deliverance that you've given to your people. We pray that you would continue to, Father, continue to help your people show that Christianity to one another. We pray this to your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I got the phone lines ringing, so we'll just head right over there. Good evening. Welcome to the program tonight.
Hello, Richard. Tom in Texas.
Hey, good evening, Tom.
Harvey hit Texas. I live in East Texas and everything, and I always wanted to call in. Thank you all for the prayers for myself, for all of God's people, and my girlfriend lives in Houston, and she's doing well and fine too. And I thank you all for her prayers, even her protection. I mean, she is, you know, a woman's an extension of me.
Amen.
Like I've told you, it'd take a heck of a woman to have to get me.
Sure. Now, Tom, how far away are you from the Houston area and the heavily impacted area?
On a drive on a good day. A good 2 hours.
Okay.
As the bird flies, we're a lot. As the bird flies or the hurricane goes, we're a lot closer.
Right. Well, did you see flooding where you're at?
Yes, I had flooding over my. I live on a waterfront subdivision, and I had flooding over well over the banks, well over the road, and we didn't get ours in the air in the initial part of Harvey. But yesterday and day before, when it started, Harvey made its second landfall. We had waters well over the highway, and you sent an email asking if I was stuck in my neighborhood. At that time, no, but in yesterday and the day before, yes. We're kind of, I'm kind of bottled into here.
Sure.
Thank the Lord for instilling me the spirit of Noah and Joseph to know about 7 years of famine or, you know, flood waters coming.
Right.
To know better than to take care of my personal self.
Sure, Tom. Do you guys, so you still have electricity? You still have phone service and water and everything?
Yes,
is still
we
working?
Have phone service. We were without electricity for about 18 hours or so. And
sure.
That was probably the worst part about it. And that was just because out here in the countryside and everything, trees fall and hit power lines and their other power companies' equipment. We were without power for about 18 hours, but we're good after that. Thank the Lord for that.
Sure.
And I definitely pray for and prayers for those that, you know, that diligently work on this stuff. That's got to be a hard job.
Yes.
You know, and I'm in my own position with my job and everything. All I know it would entail if I was working, as I've told you, I'm off for going blind in one eye, I can't see well of the other. It's about right.
Sure. Well, Tom, you know you're in our prayers, and we've talked before that
you all are the family I never had.
Sure.
You know, I don't have. I don't have my family here in Texas. I'm alone, but I appreciate y'all being there, and you make me feel that I'm not alone. You assured me that even. You know, the comforter, the one that sticks closer to me than a brother.
Amen. Amen.
Me that I'm not alone in my situation. And I appreciate and I thank you all for your help and everything that you've ever given me. And I've always in times past been very happy to be a cheerful giver in whatever respect.
Sure. Well, that's how we are to be, as the family of Christ. That is how he was.
I thank for the truth this ministry puts out, truth that very few people of the world come to know. And God help and God let God cultivate the ears in our own people that hey, come here, Ruth, right here. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I appreciate y'all's help and blessings and all that you've given me.
Sure, Tom.
And well, God bless you all. You all are in my prayers as well.
All right, Tom. Well, you are. Well, keep us up to date to how things go out there. And as long as your email's working, then for sure, keep us, like I said, I know you've sent a couple pictures. And we'll sure pass those on to those that we can. And we'll keep you in our prayers. And if there's something else we can help you with, then you know to let us know.
God bless you all. And take care.
All right, Tom.
Love
Thank
you.
You.
Goodbye.
Right. Well, folks, that's one of our Tom in Texas, been on the ministry for years and reporting, massive flooding and that's a couple hours away north and away from the Houston area. I'm sure most of you we've spoken to several, but most of you have seen the devastation of. What Hurricane Harvey has done, not just in Houston, but Port Aransas and Rockport and many of the small coastal towns. Beaumont got hit twice, if my understanding is right. Got hit originally, and then, as Tom said, when Harvey kept swirling around there and dumping water, got hit again. And we've got several people in Beaumont. We have sent letters out. We've emailed and called the members of our ministry that are in the affected areas to the best of our ability, as much as we can tell. And we sent letters out today letting our people know that we are praying for them, that people across the country are, and that if they are in need because of this, to contact us. We've had several dozens, actually, members of the church, of the congregation, that have donated money and time, and so If you feel led to do that, if you want to help out some of our people in these devastated areas of Texas, if you send a donation to us and let us know it's for Texas, then that's sure where it'll go. Had a brother do that today, a very generous donation, and so we will sure do that. We've got a brother that has been able to travel down there, has some friends in the area, and took off and was able to get down there and get with his friends to be able to help people. And so we have to do, and we see that our people are doing. They are helping. Certainly they are praying. Certainly they are spending money and time and effort. But the ones that are there are doing. And I think that we've seen that's one of the encouraging things that I've seen come out of this is that the media, you know, the media, and they would lead you to believe that the country's in the midst of a civil war, that all the blacks hate all the whites, and all the whites hate all the Hispanics and the blacks, and all this. And, you know, we certainly have our fair share of troubles, but it is nowhere near the extent that the media has been portraying lately in just the past several weeks. And so you can see, when you see the raw footage from the media that comes out of, that has been coming out of Texas, the rescues, the Cajun Navy took off, and Texas was glad to have them. And they are still working down there, still rescuing people. You see, you are seeing Christianity at work. You truly are. The news reports, where do you go? You've got, even in the media, you have the stories that are coming out. Brazos River cresting at 100-year high, 56 feet tomorrow, it looks like. River floods at 45 feet, so another 11 feet of water. And there's no telling how wide that will be. Over 5,000 rescues in Fort Bend alone. Just some of the statistics we are seeing something that in our lifetime, folks, we have not seen before. We have not. Got a note here. Want to put it out to hats off to Bass Pro Shops. Said they just gave boats away for SOS operations. For just loaded them up, and if people would take them, here, take them to go rescue people. Did you see, and I didn't bring the report with me, I saw it, I didn't get to print it out and bring it, but there were furniture stores. A gentleman there that opened up two furniture stores because people were, they'd lost everything they had. Some didn't have their shoes on their feet. And he just let them in. Come in, rest, sleep on the bed, lay down on the recliner, whatever. But opened up a couple of huge furniture stores. I saw some pictures in the media of people curling up on couches and in chairs. And the price tags are still there. And we've been down to the... There's some large furniture stores down in Colorado. And it's what it made me think of those. Because they're huge warehouse-type areas. But, you know, they were dry, they were warm, and it was a refuge in the storm. And we know that Christ is our refuge in the storm. And so we see Christ in that. I hope you see that. I hope that you are, and I hope that you're telling your friends and your neighbors that that's what you're seeing. And I hope that you're telling them that that is what is happening down there. We've had a catastrophic natural disaster, hurricane rains set a record in this country, at least in the continental United States. I think the only time that the United States shows that it's had more rain than that was in Hawaii before Hawaii was a state. And so it's basically, again, record rainfall. And we have seen the people rise to that. We really have. Reports of the Houston Police Department just basically staying at work. Most of their, a lot, I've got some numbers, but a lot of their homes have been destroyed. But I know there's good and bad in the Houston Police Department, just like there is in the Houston churches, and just like there is everywhere. But again, the reports coming out that in the midst of this adversity, the people that have a heart for service are doing that. They're serving. Well, folks, we have the phone lines open up tonight, 307-745-5913. If you do want to call in, if you have a comment, or you want to talk about this, it kind of dwarfs just about everything else that's in the news. When you think about the families that, and there's families of every ethnicity down there, black, white, Latino, Oriental. We're certainly not calling one out above or below another, because this has impacted many tens of thousands of people. And if you're not groaning out for them, if your heart hasn't been touched by this devastation, well, you need to think about that. You really do. I was told my children today, this morning, they were padding around the kitchen and just in their pajamas, and of course, no shoes. So I pulled a couple of them aside, the smaller ones, and we talked a little bit about the devastation that's happened in Texas. And I said, now just imagine that here you are in your pajamas, no shoes, no nothing, and you've come, this natural disaster has come through. And you're alive, and maybe you're in a shelter, but this is all you have. You don't have any more clothes. You don't have your toothbrush. You have no shoes. You don't have your cowboy boots. You don't have your tennis shoes. You don't have your flip-flops to go to the pool with. You don't have any of that. Just this. And the rest of your family's the same way. And to try to get them to see that, to understand. And folks, I hope that you out there understand as well. And I hope if nothing else, that it drives you to prayer. You can certainly pray. You know, the Word tells us that when we talk a lot, this ministry has always talked about the law, and we think we do have a good understanding of the law. The law is good. The law is right. The law is proper. But you know, to fulfill the law of Christ is to share one another's burdens. So says the Word of God. So if you want to follow the law of God, then we must share one another's burdens. This church is doing that. This church has sent money. It will continue to. This church is reaching out. The ministry is reaching out to those that we can, to those that we know, that we have addresses or phone numbers or emails for, and we're reaching out there first, because that, you know, we have to take care of our own first, and then our own can help take care of others, and then we can help take care of others. And so that is what we are doing. I hope you are doing that as well. Again, if you want to help out some of our people that are on this ministry, you can send a donation to us, whether it's in the mail or PayPal or whatever, and just put a note on it for Texas relief, for Texas donations. And that's certainly where we will get it. We will get it sent to. There are many other larger organizations that have boots on the ground in Texas. And I thought I'd mention a couple of them. There's one that I'd never heard of, but it's called Trusted World, and it is a charitable organization, and I understand they have boots on the ground in Houston area and are helping. AmeriCares is a large organization, and I don't know everything about these organizations. I know that the Red Cross is there, and some of the larger organizations are there. Samaritan's Purse, that is a faith-based, a Christian-based organization that is headed up by Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son. And 100%, one thing I can tell you, that 100% of donations that are made to Samaritan's Purse go to the issue at hand. They go to the help that's needed, so that's really good to know. Convoy of Hope is another Christian faith-based, they have to word it that way, faith-based charitable organization, Convoy of Hope, that does just that. They have trucks and trailers, and they are a worldwide organization, but they have arrived in the Houston and south of Houston area, bringing food and supplies and things like that. It's what they do. Many retirees, younger retirees, are part of that, and it is a faith-based organization. Mercy Chefs, you've heard them mentioned before from us, and they are a great group that set up in areas of disaster and prepare food and feed people. And you know, think about it, folks. If you didn't have a home to go home to tonight, if you didn't have a car to drive or a truck to drive home, and if you didn't have a home to go home to, and you know, much less the food or anything else, what would you do? You might could get by for an evening without dinner, but what about your children? And so these organizations are helping out. There's a couple others. All Hands Volunteers. I've been kind of following them. They really helped out quite a bit here in Colorado when they had the big Thompson River flood here just a couple years ago. And I found out about them, but they're called All Hands Volunteers. And they're a pretty decent group. And a couple down in Texas, Austin Disaster Relief, ADR. If you're looking for to get something there locally. And also the Texas Diaper Bank. And that was something that, you know, if you have little children around, you have babies. We have some friends that do, and something that they need. Babies need diapers. And if you don't have your car anymore and the Walmart is washed out, you need that. So just a few of them if you're wondering, and if I've got some links to those and some organizations that are helping out the volunteer firefighters down there as well. So if you want to send something specifically there, contact us and I can get you some information for that. Phone line ringing. Let's go to the phone lines. Good evening. Welcome to 7x70.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you, Miss Irene?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Loud and clear.
You know, I don't like to talk over the radio.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Well, Miss Irene,
well, I must have courage here.
You must. That's right. How far away are you guys from the big devastation in Houston area?
Well, I think we're about 130 miles now. You may get calls that says, no, she doesn't know what she's talking about, but I think Houston's about 130 miles.
Okay.
Maybe 150. We are, we're over toward Austin.
Okay.
We're about 30 miles from Austin, and then you go another 100 and a few more miles, we're down to Houston. So,
right.
About another 130 miles, and you're
sure.
Down to Houston. So.
Okay. And you guys had some flooding.
Not terribly far, not real close.
Right. You guys had some
I think, and I talked to you once before, or I think I sent you a text
right.
About how we were here, and we had winds that were gusted in 45, 65 miles an hour. And I'm in an apartment on the upstairs, so I wasn't necessarily worried about water coming in. But then I thought, well, you know, the roof can blow off. So I passed me a little bag, you know, in case I need to leave, and but I didn't, you know, the rain went through and we did okay here, but it had, there's this part of the county was in a drought. We had not gotten much rain for, oh gosh, a couple of months, and then for a month we had 100 plus temperatures,
right?
So really, that water that we got here, most of it just, it soaked in. In fact, my brother told me, he said, you know, this is a miracle. He said, usually, he said, I should have ponds out here and real deep water. And he said, but it's just all soaked in. And I had a cousin the same way. You know, she said, well, the Colorado River should have gotten her, but it didn't because the rain, it just soaked in because it had been so dry here.
Well, praise the Lord for
that. We got about 20 inches of rain, I believe, was sort of the measurement around that here. And there still are. There's a lot of roads here, little county roads, and some bridges have washed out. And I know there are some people that said that they couldn't get out from their home because of the bridges, and the county is going around and checking all those, assessing those, and trying to get those fixed. But there, it's not... They just don't know yet about what needs repaired, but we haven't heard of anyone that lost their life.
Well, good.
We were blessed here. Today it's sunny and green and little white flowers blooming, so it's not bad here. But there are things to clean up, but, you know, they've already started working on that. There is one thing, the little town that's 30 miles down the road, toward Houston. It's in the same county as Coltsfield.
Uh-huh.
And in your newspaper today, there's an article in here. Do you have time for you to read a little bit of this?
Sure.
Yeah, and this is sort of what you were telling your children. And I won't read the whole thing, and it's in the newspaper, so the man's name, I think it's okay to say his name, but I won't read it all. But, you know, it starts talking about the storm coming in, and then on Saturday night, you know, he said they went to bed as usual, and they thought, oh, there's a little rain out there, you know, and they went to sleep. And he has two daughters. I guess they're sort of they're teenagers. I think they're in high school. And he said sometime after 2 a.m., he woke to the sound of his daughter screaming across the dark. Dad, you better get up, they said. The water is coming in the house. And he said that the rain was falling in sheets, and then all dropped down. And he said they were soaked in their sleeping clothes. The water... crawling with ants, so it stung their legs like hot fire while they drove.
Wow.
And then he talks about driving to this little center where they thought they were told in the little town, you know, if you have trouble, go to this little convention center they have where they have events.
Right.
And I've been over there. I know very well where it is. And then he says, I was praying. Mr. Herman said, Henderson said, I kept telling myself, don't stall out. He was praying, you know, about the car.
Uh-huh.
I know if I had stalled out that the road on the road, I'd be dead. And it says, I've never prayed driving a car like that. And then it says the Hendersons arrived at Smithville Recreation Center, and they spent a night there, and they said there was 90 other evacuees there, and it's a small town. And then the next day, they went home, on Monday, and he said that they were soaked by 3 feet of water. His tools and his kids' school supplies were floating away. And he said his 15-year-old daughter asked where her cheerleader uniform was. So, but anyway, they said overall 40 families sustained flood damage. And then the last little paragraph, he says, you think your life is in jeopardy, and you make it out, you feel more blessed. He said, I have been through some stuff, but we made it, and we're here to talk about it. And that's a good thing.
Amen. Now, what little town?
I had pictures of crews that are over there, and the little Smithville town, and then some public works crews from, I guess, the county. It says Bastrop. We're over there helping them, too, to clean up trees and, you know, get all the...
Right.
Get the roads clear, because they had, I think, a little bit more fall down than over here, because there were just more, they got more rain. They've been having some rain over there, so it wasn't as dry over there as here, even though it's 5 miles down the road.
Sure.
And they got a lot of rain at one time, so.
Well, Miss Irene, what little town was that flooded out that man was in?
Pardon?
What little town was that story was in?
Smithville.
I'm sorry?
Smithville. Smith, S-M-I-T-H-ville.
Oh, Smithville. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I mumble sometimes.
Oh, no. I Oh,
yeah, and then the next county over from us is Fayette County.
Uh-huh.
And I think their population is like 25,000, or Bastrop County is 75,000. They've got larger land over there. It's a lot of cattle. They got ranchers over there and then some oil. And their county seat is LaGrange. It's a pretty good-sized town. It's bigger than Bastrop, I think. And they had an article, too, in their newspaper. Their paper is, they publish it. In fact, it's tomorrow. It's Friday's paper, but they had it on the stand today. I drove over there to see if it was out. And they're about, after Smithville, I guess, LaGrange it's 30 miles from here. So you go another, and then you got another 100 miles to Houston. But anyway, over there, they said, can I read this a little bit?
Sure.
You got time? Okay.
Yeah.
He says, Monday morning, people stood at the water's edge and saw the full power of the river. Tuesday morning gave a glimpse of the impact. Swelled by rains from Tropical Storm Harvey, the Colorado River crested at 54 feet at 2 p.m. Monday in Grace, the third highest mark in record history and highest since 1913. As the sun rose Tuesday, what those figures really meant was furniture hanging from trees, the smell of natural gas leaking into the air, and a dead dog stuck in a fence. Yeah. This is a local paper, believe me. And anyway, there's more to that, but then there's another paragraph here. It says, there's quite a bit there, but I won't read all that. With just a few tweaks, the 2017 Fayette County Fair will go on this week. They have a fair this weekend. It's always scheduled, you know, about this time. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. But,
right. Well,
but they said they're going to go
weekend,
ahead
right.
with that. And the profits are going to benefit local food victims. And they have a pretty large fairground up there, and it's away from the downtown area a bit, county fairground. And it's a pretty good size, nice fairground. And I heard that they had some people, I think, in RVs maybe, that up there that lost their homes because they did lose one section of the town there that was close to the river. And I have seen it myself, and it was mobile homes. And then there was a big RV section back there, but they probably called all RVs out when they knew the storm was coming. But anyway, that section. And then, of course, I guess there's odd flooding here and there in town. And then they said that they're organizing a volunteer cleanup effort. And then they go on to say, you know, what they're going to do about that. But I went over there today, and, oh, there were also some commercial businesses that got flooded on both sides of the river that are part of the town. Car repair and those kind of things, you know, just
sure.
A bunch of little small businesses along there, and Walmart, believe it or not, did not get flooded. So anyway, they still have a Walmart and the grocery store. But anyway, that one, and then of course, that's pretty much, you know, when you look at little newspapers in the counties that are there that go down toward Houston, that's not in Houston proper itself. A lot of those got flooded.
Right.
You know, they're like Victoria and all those. I don't know how big that area is. Is it about the size of Missouri or no? Maybe like one of the Carolinas. I don't know. That section that got affected. But
right.
There's all sorts of towns down there. When you get to because I lived in Houston for a couple of years. West of Houston, that area over there. There's farmers over there, a lot of rice farmers, because it's lowland over there.
Uh-huh.
And so along those rivers over there, they have rice farming and so forth. And those over there, they got washed out, too, because all that drops down toward Victoria and then down toward Corpus Christi. So they got hit real bad, too. A lot of little towns along the way that were affected by all that. So,
right.
But like I say, my area, I know, but I didn't drive down there because, you know, there's a lot going in and out.
Sure.
There were boats that went down there. I saw there was I think I might have texted y'all that about the boats. I know they came from the Hill Country because they were game wardens,
Right.
Pulling bass boats that, I don't know what other kind of boat to call. I've always called them bass boats.
Sure.
Those
yeah,
small boats going through Irene, going over that way. So, but that was, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before yesterday.
Right. Didn't you tell me you saw it was like
a more going down.
100?
I saw one boat. He had a bunch of, the guy pulling a boat, and he had a bunch of motors in it, you know, just the boat motors. I guess maybe that was something they needed down there. They might have, you know, some of the motors went out on some of the boats. So.
Right.
He was hauling those down, you know, a lot of that. And the cattle trucks, you know, going down empty. And, but anyway, and can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
That I heard on the news.
Sure, Irene, go ahead.
It was when the first, we know usually some of those reports, the first things you hear, you may never hear again.
Right.
I know out here in Bastrop in 2011 when that 34,000 acres burned out here, and it took 2 months from the time it started, it took 2 months to get it to where it would say, okay, we can walk away from this, you know, to get the fire out.
Right.
And I'm sure your son knows how that works. But anyway, the judge at that time, he quoted 2 Chronicles 7:14. He said, this is much larger than all of us. And he quoted 7:14, if my people will cry out, I'll heal their land. That's a short version of that, I know. But, you know, he said that, but you never heard that again. You know, that was only because he was on there live, you know.
Right.
And I thought about over in Rockport, because I've been to Rockport a lot, too. I had a friend that had a house down there. Of course, this was in the 80s, and we'd go down there on the weekend, you know, with, you know, people that work together and her husband. Like, we'd go down to their house and go out there and just enjoy the coast a little bit. And so I'm familiar with that area. And Rockport and Fulton are two little bitty, they're two townships. They're towns that are together. They're just right up against each other. And when this first started and they went down there and they had all these news people from everywhere, you know, and it's as if they want you to cry, oh, poor me, poor me. And the two of those were standing there together, and one of them said, and, you know, they're all covered in mud, you know, and they're standing there, and he said, then one news guy said, well, what do you need? What is it you need? And he said, well, he said, what we need right now is prayer. He said, that may sound ridiculous to you, but he said, that's what we need right now. He said, we're going to have to go in there and figure out what, you know, see if people are in their houses. He said there's poles everywhere.
Yes.
Houses gone. He said, my house is there. It's got a big tree laying on it. He said, I don't even know what's in my house right now. And so he said, we're going to have to go house at a time. And the two men were standing there. And he said, you know, he said, they kind of looked at each other. He said, you know, we have these two little towns together. And he said, you know, he said, we argue all the time, and he said, we call each other names. You know, we fight and argue, but he, you know, how to run things. But he said, when something like this happens, we're together.
Amen.
The two of us are together on this. And he said, we're going to work together to get people back in their homes, you know, just to clean this up.
Amen.
And I see this. See, I don't have a home right now. I'm living in an apartment, and I did have a home, but that's another story. That's not anything you even know about. But I've been looking for a home in surrounding counties. You know, many
sure.
counties around here. And what I do is I go and get their newspapers, so that tells you a lot about what goes on. And there are these arguments all the time. These little pitiful arguments about some of the dumbest things, like, should that sign be that big, or should that have, you know, just these things. And I'm sure you see the same thing. Well, people
yes.
see that everywhere they live.
Yes.
And it seems as though if the people, now I feel, it was just these things occurred to me. If people that are getting along now and working together for the common good and praying to the Lord, if we could do that all the time, that would really be a miracle. If we
yes.
could do that. But
yes,
how do
it
we
would.
Get there? because, you know, these disasters happen, and they happen all over the country. I know that, and there are people who listen to the ministry that think, well, we had this and we had that, you know, and don't make a big brouhaha out of Texas. And, you know, and it's, you know, we're all the Lord's people. Well, when I say the Lord's people, I'm talking about the God of Abraham and Jesus Christ.
Yes.
What I'm talking about.
Yes.
That God is what I worship. That there's maybe we're being told that we should. I know for myself, I get angry at people. I get catty. I'm a woman, you know how women can be. And just driving down the road, I have to pray all the time.
Sure.
You know, the way people drive. And I got behind a man just this morning. He was weaving on the road, kind of, and I thought, and I'm just start fussing, where are you going? What are you, you know, it's a guy ahead of me. And when I got closer, he had a Montana license plate. And I said, Irene, shut up. And I said, Lord, forgive me. I repent. The man is looking for a street.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, help the man find the street he needs.
Amen. Amen. You know, sometimes that's just how we have to be. We it's our, that sinful nature will pop up. Even if it's just, you know, feeling bad or talking bad about somebody on the road. But we do have to overcome it. Well, Miss Irene, I sure appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing that local report, and know that you're sure in our prayers, and as all of all the people affected are, and you stay in touch with us, send emails, pictures, and text, and let us know that things go well. So we're going to kind of wrap up here for the evening. So thank you so much, and you have a blessed evening, okay? All right. Well, thank you, and good evening. Well, folks, that's got about not quite 10 minutes left tonight, and so glad we had a couple local calls to kind of let you know. And these are not down from where the massive devastation is. But you see, even 120, 130, a couple hours away from Houston, rivers flooded, houses flooded out, bridges gone, and so it's not just the south side of Houston. It's not just that part of Corpus Christi. It's not just Port Aransas. It's not just Rockport and Victoria and LaGrange, but it is far-reaching. And so I encourage you to pray for our people there, to pray for those that are impacted, to take time, get off the couch and take time to find where you can donate, where you feel comfortable. Pray about it. If you donate to us or to some of the other organizations that I read off, and if you need information on those, you can contact us. But I encourage you to help out. Luke 6:31 tells us to do to others as you would have them do to you. And we really should. That is what we are seeing. You know, our Bible reading today is John 5 and 6. We've been in John. We started the Gospels back this week and finished up Luke and in John. And in John 6, is one of the stories of the 5,000 being fed. The large crowd had followed him, and you know, he saw that there was a large crowd, and so he told his disciples to feed them, and they did. They didn't have a lot of food. They had a little food, but he blessed it, and it was more than enough. And I'm sure we're all familiar with the story, but it's in our Bible reading today in John 6. And so the thought occurred to me that, again, we are seeing similar things happen in Texas, in South Texas. The G.R. Brown Convention Center, I think is the name of it. Don't quote me on that, but I think that's pretty close to the name. The Brown Convention Center there in Houston, that they have 10,000 plus people there that have lost their homes, that had to evacuate, that got out with just the shirt on their back, so to speak. That convention center is only set up for half of that many people. It is only set up for 5,000 people, and that was more than they anticipated, even the 5,000. So now they have 10,000 people there. They have to feed, or they are feeding those people. They have restroom facilities for those people. Now, they sleep. Not all of them have cots. Some have just put cardboard down and are sleeping on the cardboard on the floor. But they're being fed. We had a substitute UPS driver stop by yesterday. We get some UPS stuff every now and then over here. We have the office business we have to run. And we were talking just a little bit about Texas, and he made the comment that, you know, if this would have happened anywhere else in the world, there would be thousands dead. And he's very true. We talked about the mudslides we heard of down in South America just a few weeks ago. 300 plus dead. And it's the people in the villages themselves that have to go and try to dig out the bodies of their loved ones and families and town members that have been killed. And we read of things like that happening in China and in Africa and these floods and earthquakes, the earthquakes we've heard of over in the Far East. But I thought it was interesting that this UPS driver mentioned that, because see, even he sees that there is a love for our fellow man here, and ethnicity did not come into play. It didn't come into play if you see the news reports, you don't have to listen to them, but you just watch and you see that every ethnicity, every racial background, helping one another. You didn't have boats driven by Hispanics that only picked up Hispanics. You didn't have boats driven by whites that only picked up whites. You had people helping people. And I think that in itself should be a good lesson towards us, for each and every one of us. It really should. And so again, I was encouraged in that, and I think that we, as Christians, we should do what we can to help, but we should be encouraged, and I hope that you have the eyes to see the handiwork of God there. Our people have we're born into sin. Our people are born with a sinful nature, okay? We're born that way. All of us are, with that sinful nature. But we overcome that. We overcome that for our good and for the greater good and to glorify God. And you can see in the people and in the actions that these people are of the new covenant. That they have the law written on their heart. The laws, statutes, and judgments of God written on their heart. And remember, that new covenant was made with the same people the old covenant was made with. And so it has been encouraging. Folks, we're about out of time. I do encourage you to pray about donating, to pray about how you can help. If you want to do it through this ministry, great. If you're led to do it through another ministry or some other way, research it out. Don't blindly give. So do a little research, a little asking around before you send money to somebody for help. But I do encourage you to do that. Help in whatever way you can. Hey, Pizza Hut was still helping. They were delivering pizzas out of a kayak to people that were flooded in their homes. They couldn't get out. So, hey, if Pizza Hut can do it, then we can as well. So we encourage you to do that. Well, folks, that's all we have time for tonight. We encourage you to join us Saturday morning at 7 a.m. Mountain, 8 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. on the East Coast for coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. And hopefully we'll have some more Texas updates for you. Thanks again. God bless.
stranded in the valley, and I'm tired and all alone. It seems like I've lost my way. I go running to your mountain, where your mercy sets me free. You are my strong tower, shelter. And my hope, when the storm of life is raging and the thunder's all I hear, you speak softly to my soul. Now I'm running to your mountain, where your mercy sets me free. You are my strong tower. Tower, fortress when I'm weak.